This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Morning Run, and thanks for joining us. You're with Julian Lin and Sharit. And over in Singapore, Genting Singapore stock fell by the most in nearly 4 years. This is because the Singapore government plans to raise gaming taxes in 2020.
Yes, so the government has also increased entry prices for residents by 50% from $100 to $150 from yesterday. So the annual levy has also increased from 2,000 to 3,000 Singapore dollars. So this may mean fewer Singaporeans will visit the casinos to gamble. And I think there are also concerns that about the 4.5 billion Singapore dollar capital expenditure to expand its Genting's casino resort, which was higher than expectations.
So I think this would mean minimal free cash flow for the next 4 years, and in turn, perhaps lower dividend. So several brokerage, including JP Morgan and Morgan Stanley, downgraded their rating on Genting. So the question is, reviewing this entry fee, several factors were taken into consideration. I wonder why Ministry of Social and Family Development are looking at raising the levy.
Well, I think this is obviously a socio-economic mm-hmm. issue, because gambling is bad for society, and therefore the objective of the Singapore government is to prevent locals by raising the price, making it expensive for gambling in the casinos. So I get the impression that in the casinos, and I've been in ones just to look around, it consists... I promise you that. I look around.
We believe you, Julian. Yes.
It's mainly foreigners in there, actually, not a lot of locals. You get the odd local or two who will be very, very rich Singaporeans. But also, I think the Singapore government is taking great pains to avoid the casino tag and gambling tag with the developments of these two resorts, right? It's more a lot about other things, like Genting is about Universal Studios and how people can spend a good time there. And I'm sure you've been to the Marina Bay Gardens as well, right? That's part of the Marina Bay Sands development as well. And it's all about entertainment and leisure and meetings and conventions as well.
Yeah, without actually crossing the line into gaming and casinos. I guess, it very much feels to me like a slightly paternalistic government move to, protect the society from the social ills of gambling. So, I know. You're laughing at me, Julian.
All you can say, the government cares for you. If they want to control your drinking or your gambling by raising taxes and redistributing those taxes to the needy, perhaps that's not a very bad move.
I am all for individual rights. I believe that I should have the ultimate say, you still do have the option to gamble if you so choose. You just have to pay more for it. I do wonder how this is, because as you said, in Singapore, in the casinos, it seems to be primarily tourism driven. So I wonder how much this is really actually going to affect Genting Singapore's revenue. I mean, how many locals actually gamble?
So according to the Singapore Tourism Board, it shows that visitors' arrival in Singapore have increased to about 6.2%. Even with the increase in number of tourists, gambling aside, the hotel expansion has slowed. And according to Cushman and Wakefield, an average about 664 extra room a year will be completed between 2018 to 2020. So this is much lower than it was in 2014, 2017. I think over 3,000 were completed.
Singapore, a small island with historically not much resources. Today, they got to make something out of nothing. All right, one stock that has not climbed is Tesla. It plunged 11%, and this is due to a record decline in deliveries in the first quarter for the Model 3, and Tesla closed down 8.2% yesterday.
Yes, so Tesla delivered 63,000 vehicles in the first quarter of 2019. Now, 50,000 of those were of the Model 3, but that missed analysts' average estimates of around 51,750. So that is down as well from the over 90,000 it did in the fourth quarter of 2018. Now, what was the reason for this decline? So in the US, tax incentives for Tesla have shrunk since the Model 3 was first introduced. And in Europe and China, the company is also struggling to get the cars to consumers quickly.
Yeah, but at the same time, Tesla CEO Elon Musk also cautioned in the last earnings call that seasonality would come into play in the first quarter. auto sales tend to be at its lowest in January and February, and hopefully it will be picking up in March.
Yeah, I think the Model 3 was touted to be the one that would sell very well because it's cheaper than the other versions, priced at only a cool $35,000. In the meantime, a judge gave Elon Musk and the Securities and Exchange Commission 2 weeks to work out their differences. Musk and the SEC are in dispute over Musk's use of Twitter. I mean, I can think of one other person who uses Twitter for very important stuff, right? And that's
yes.
Donald Trump, and that's probably where he said that the US-China talks are very monumental.
Because Twitter is where we get all our policy announcements these
days.
So the SEC has asked the court to hold Elon Musk in contempt of its settlement with Tesla over his tweet back in February, which claimed that Tesla would deliver 500,000 vehicles this year. Now, the SEC said
500,000, actually.
500,000, what did I say?
500.
Oh, sorry, 500,000 tweets. 500,000 vehicles this year. So the SEC says the tweet was misleading and violated the terms of a securities fraud agreement that required Musk to get pre-approval for company news posted on his social media accounts.
So at the same time, I think the judge ordered for the two to work it out on their own, as she had serious concern that no matter what she decides, this issue won't be resolved.
You know, this is kind of like borderline insider trading, if you like, because you're not supposed to give out privileged information before they are reported to everybody. Then my question becomes, isn't Twitter public information, right? So if you declare something in a public space, that would be public rather than private information and therefore not pass the insider trading test. So I'm not sure what is the crime here. Perhaps he was in a blackout period where he's not supposed to reveal anything.
Yeah, he is sleep deprived as well. I mean, that's what we all know about
Tesla. He truly
Tesla.
Is, because, yeah. With that 500,000 vehicle target, you know, it's he's always giving his people just ridiculous targets, and therefore he ends up not sleeping.
Yeah, so that's announcing, as you mentioned, I mean, you're not sure, and you're just reading it that, you know, the statement as well, I'm uncertain, because it seems like he's just sharing a target, a goal. Now, whether or not that is wrong. But looking at the numbers, it's still more than what the number of cars that we have sold.
But this isn't the first time he's gotten in trouble over his tweets as well. I think a while back he tweeted that he was looking to take Tesla private, and that was another thing that sent its stock price sky, you know, completely down the tubes. And so we are seeing a lot of almost, how would you put this, almost irresponsible use
yes.
of Twitter from Elon Musk, not unlike Donald Trump, to be honest. So I think that is the crux of the problem here that the SEC is trying to get a handle on.
Yeah, I think this is all about price fairness, sensitivity, and so on, and just level playing field to everybody. So if somebody doesn't know what a corporate captain is saying, whether that has an element of truth or not, and they acted on those information and make losses out of it or even profits, then, you know, that comes into the purview of the SEC and indeed also the Securities Commission of Malaysia as well. We will talk about that a little bit later on, how the Securities Commission has asked a company to return all private placement money because they gave out wrong information. All right, we'll be back with more discussions after this. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.